from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Find out how to do all that on the homepage of WakeUpCallDT.com. You can also find me on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Search that on iTunes now. However you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in to having the app out, and it's a little over 2 years, I believe, that the free app for the Google Play Store and the Apple Store as well has been out. And the Wake Up Call DT app has now received over 60,000 listens, and that's because of you and how amazing my fans are, my supporters are. Thank you so much. God bless you all. 60,000 plus, and we're rocking. Now the goal is 120,000 in half the time, so let's do that. Very happy to have on the show with me today, Justin George. Justin comes from Syracuse University, left there, transferred to Hampton University to play with the Pirates in Virginia, and I'm very happy to have him on the show to talk about this decision and so much more, as he is now a strong safety on the roster of the Hampton Pirates and someone who I followed all the way through from his beginnings at Syracuse. So, Justin, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And first and foremost, Justin, what made this decision for you to transfer out of Syracuse and try and find an opportunity elsewhere?
It just really came down to me just wanting to play, wanting to get an opportunity. You know, my time was running out. You know, I didn't really feel like my chances at Syracuse were probably getting slimmer, and I just knew I wanted to just keep my hopes alive and just go play somewhere else. I knew I could get a chance, or get a chance to get on the field and compete for a starting job, man. So I just started looking at those places. I knew that I had already graduated. I had received my degree. You know, so I kind of just got a board on top of things and just found another place to be closer to home, you know.
When you, like you had said, you wanted to play and you wanted to get out there on the field, I know that there was some frustration and you not getting too many opportunities there at Syracuse. What do you think attributed to that you weren't on the field as much as you wanted to be?
You know, I can't really say what some of the things were. You know, we did have a whole new coaching staff come in the middle of my time being there. You know, that could have played a part in me not fitting the scheme. You already had some guys who had kind of got a feel for starting roles before me, you know, being that I did have two injuries while I was at Syracuse, so that probably played an aspect as well. Some coaches, some saying I was undersized, and, you know, things that I really couldn't myself control, so it was kind of like it was frustrating that, yeah, every game it got just more and more difficult to deal with, so it's kind of like, you know, what do? You want to just sit and watch everybody else enjoy playing the game, or go somewhere else and try to, you know what I mean, help another team out, you know what I mean? There's nothing against Syracuse or anything like that, but I guess that's just the way the business is sometimes. I mean, it's school and it's college, but it also still is business.
When you look at your two injuries, go into what those injuries were and what you feel like they did in your football career so far.
Yeah, my freshman year, coming right out of high school from the 2011 fall camp, I tore three muscles in my groin. And I know, I probably would have played more on special teams my freshman year, but it set me back my sophomore year because, you know, we had a new defensive back coach come in, and I was still rehabbing my leg and trying to get better, and going into that spring ball, I was still a little banged up from the surgery, so I wasn't 100%. Then by camp, you know, I got to 100% but then by that time, you know, they already had a feel for the guys they wanted to play. And then the next spring after that, they end up finding a bone sparrow in my left foot towards the this season when we went to the Pinstripe Bowl. So going into that spring, I had to sit out. So it was kind of like the injuries did play a part. It's just setting me back every time I would progress and build my body up and be healthy. Another injury would come and set me back. So it was kind of like with the injuries and the difficulties and dealing with all that stuff, it kind of just set me back more and more. And it just, I guess the coaches felt like I couldn't be a reliable player. I don't know what it is. I couldn't do it.
So when you go through that adversity, what helps you to stay on the team at Syracuse while you were there and continue to go to practice and do what you need to do? How did you handle the adversity?
Oh, it's just, man, I'm not a quitter. I've never been a quitter, and I've been through way worse things and injuries, and people tell me I'm not big enough, I'm not strong enough, I may not fit this. I'm a football player, so that's what kept me going. I've been playing football since I was there, and when you love the game as much as people say you do, you're going to continue to play. You're going to continue to fight for what you believe in. You're going to continue to go to workouts. You're going to continue to go to practice and practice hard. And that's just what kept me going. You know, I continued to go to practice. I continued to work. I continued to do everything I would, just like I was a starter. I watched film. I lifted weights. I ran with the team. I ran my heart out. You know what I mean? And I think some of the fans that came to the open practices we had could actually see that it wasn't like I just wasn't playing or I just wasn't scrubbed, but it was just, you know what I mean, some things I couldn't control. But so the people that came out and watched, they knew, you know, it was something. I had a little buzz going.
When you go through your time at Syracuse and you get to know the coaching staff and you went through everything that you went through, how did you grow from it when you think about coming to Syracuse and then going through your time and eventually leaving Syracuse? What did you learn in that middle time while you were there?
My 4 years at Syracuse was just a growing experience for me as a man. Just learning able, you know, and being able to, like, take it, like you say, go through adversity, being able to handle it. You know, everything's not going to go your way. Everything's not going to be just picture perfect. You know, coming out of high school, you know, is that everybody gets that dream, oh, I'm going to college, I'm going to D1, I'm going to be a starter. And then you get hit with an injury. You know, I never thought of injuries coming at all. I never got a surgery or any type of injury until I got to Syracuse. So it's kind of like, it just helped me just become a better man. It helped me grow more strong mentally. And I think now that's really where I'm at. Well, now that I'm at my new school, Hampton University, that I'm more mentally tougher than, I'm not going to say I'm mentally tougher than a lot of these guys, but my mental stage is really up there, because it's like, yeah, I feel like you haven't been through what I've been through. I mean, because there's nothing you can say, do to me, or anything that's going to make me not play, you know, or tell me. Because my body is, I'm 100% now. I've been through the injuries. I've been through the schematic things where you just don't fit the scheme. And, you know, it's kind of like, hey, you can't deny me now. I just feel like, no, you can't deny me, because I'm here and I'm going hard and I'm still standing. So it's kind of like, I just became tougher. I think it just made me a stronger person. You know what I mean? I didn't weep about it. I didn't talk bad about Syracuse when I left. I you know, there's nothing I have against those guys. There's nothing I have against that staff. They're a great coach staff. Some things just didn't work out for me there, and I was blessed to have an opportunity to go elsewhere.
When you look at something that you did get to do at Syracuse that I think definitely helps you, and you talk about mental toughness, so I think it helps with that too, is going up to Fort Drum. And there's some things that I saw from you watching and practice at Fort Drum, and we'll get to that in a minute. But what did you learn from being around the military, being at Fort Drum, being on a military base? What can you say that you took away from that? Because I feel that that's one of those unique things that Syracuse offers.
Oh, that whole experience was just amazing, because you just learned, like, man, life is a blessing, you know what I mean? And to be around your family, because, I mean, being at Syracuse, we call ourselves a family and brotherhood, but when you're around guys that's really putting their life on the line, fighting for a country and sticking together, and, you know what I mean, just going out to fight for a country and truly fight for what they believe in, and then you hang around guys that, and they really asked us questions and looked up to us like we were their heroes, and we're looking at them like, man, I admire you for what you do. So it kind of like put me in their perspective where, like, you know what I mean, if this guy is looking up to me and I'm looking up to them, man, it's different. You can feel, that's all I can say, is like, it's different, because it's like an eye opener. You really you really see people for who they are and what they do as a whole. You know what I mean? We just play football. They're going to actually risk their lives for this country. And like, I had nothing but respect for those guys, just being around them, just talking to them as much as I could, understanding their jobs and their family. You know, we complain about being away from our family and friends, and these guys going for 6-7 months at a time and then coming back, and then, you know, their bullets flying over the head. So it's like, I could do nothing but just grow more respect and love for just the people that fight for our country. It just made me respect it that much more.
And when you look at that love and that respect that you have for people fighting for the country and everything good that they're doing, like you said, they look at you like you're a hero, and you look at them and say, you know, you're fighting a battle that is nothing like being on the football field. What has that taught you when you approach practice, when you approach a game, when you approach a class, when you approach wanting to achieve your goals? What did Fort Drum teach you about facing adversity, facing the battle?
Oh, it's just an old cliche. What don't kill you can only make you stronger. You know, it's like it's somebody out here that got away worse, and if it don't kill you, it's only making you stronger. And that's really how I approach every day. Some days I wake up hurting, some days I wake up sore, some days I don't what don't kill you only makes you stronger. When it makes you stronger, the more things you'll be able to get through. Is, you know, life is like Coach Schaefer used to always say, the one thing he always used to tell me was, control the controllables. You can only control what you can control. Other things outside of that, hey, you just got to stand strong through it. You stand strong through it. So that's one thing I can say, learning from Fort Drum, man, from Syracuse, I learned to just keep standing strong, keep fighting. Fight the good fight, as Coach Schaefer would say.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do at Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Even though things didn't work out for you playing time-wise on the field, what can you say about Syracuse? Because, you know, some people travel outside, they transfer, and you know, the question comes up of why did you transfer? Is there something wrong with the program and whatnot? You said you've always respected Syracuse and what they stand for. So let me ask you this. For people wondering why you transferred, why you left, do you still see Syracuse as a positive program?
Yes, I still do, because that coaching staff, they're a great group of guys, and they're great, you know what I mean? They're still new, you know what I mean? They're still recruiting, and they have a great philosophy, you know what I mean? It's just my time was running out, and they're still recruiting younger guys. So I just don't really, you know what I mean? It's nothing I can say, you know, because there's nothing bad I have to say about them. Like, they know they're a great group of guys, and I'm pretty sure if anybody asked them about me, they would be able to say good things about me as well, because I never had any problems at Syracuse. I never had any altercations. It's just some things, they just don't work out, and that's just the fact of the business. Like, now I came in at 18 and I left at 22, and I'm a mature adult about it now. So it's kind of like I didn't hang my head. We had a conversation, me and Coach Schaefer. He told me some things and he gave me the option. You know, and I respected him for that, and we talked as men. You can't do anything but respect those type of guys when they talk to you as an adult that you are.
And when he sat you down and spoke with you, what did Scott Schaefer say about his thoughts and your opportunity to play elsewhere?
You know, he just let me know that it wasn't really something, like you said, it was some things that I couldn't control. But you know, they were recruiting new guys. You know, I was, climbing up in years. You know, going into my junior senior year, they wanted, there was a new staff, so of course they wanted to recruit more guys for their class. You know, and me dealing with injuries still with rehabbing in some way. So I understood where he came from totally. You know, he told me, if you were to go to another school, mm-hmm. I know you would be the man. He's like, just sometimes things don't work out. And then we sat there, we talked for about 30, 40 minutes. And, me being frustrated at first, but I took it for what it was, you know. And I didn't hold a grudge. I didn't feel any way about it afterwards. I just, that's just how it is sometimes. I graduated, I got my degree, and I was blessed to go play elsewhere. Now that I'm at Hampton, now I'm just focused on being a Pirate now. Syracuse is my sentence in my past. They taught me things, but Syracuse gave me my degree and taught me some life lessons. But but now that I'm at Hampton now, is just, I came here to just dominate.
And when you look at getting your degree, before we start talking about Hampton here, what did it mean to you to get your education, get your degree? And this is the thing, some people think that student athletes, they forget about the student part. They think that you're just an athlete, that you don't go to class, that you don't do your homework, that you don't care about education, which I have found with the majority of people that I talk to, that that's very untrue, if not everybody I've talked to that's a student athlete. And in your position, you went through injuries, you didn't have a lot of playing time, yet you continue to go to class, continue to do your work, excelled there, and got your degree. What does it mean to you to have that degree?
It's just like, holding up a trophy at the end, like through everything, I still finished. And I finished early at that. So it's kind of like, things didn't work out for me on the field, but what people didn't see was that I was doing my off the field activities, but, going to class, but doing community work, getting to know professors, networking. So it's kind of like the things that the fans don't see is the students that we are. I don't think too many of them really care or try to hear about it. They really come to the games and just see how we perform. But off the field, I accomplished a lot of things. I met a lot of great people, and I still have got a lot of contacts that still, need to contact me to make sure I'm doing fine. Even when I went back up to Syracuse graduation weekend this past spring just to see a couple guys graduate, professors, administrators still knew me, still came and talked to me, shook my head, asked me how I was doing. So that aspect of it is just great. You made some type of impact. You made your name known some type of way. It may not have been football, but I definitely did it in the network square. That's just great, because that's something, getting a degree is something that the fans really don't admire that much, They more so base Syracuse players off of what they do on the field instead of what we do off the field. So me getting my degree was like, it was big for me because I was the first in my family to get my degree, and the fact that I actually got my degree early, ahead of time, than what I was supposed to, it was like a big step for me. Just walking early, being proud that I had finished, things may have not worked out for me as far as performing on the football field, but off the field, I handled everything I was supposed to, going to class and making sure my papers were good, passing tests, And I could say, growing at Syracuse, my grades just got better and better. So when I got that degree, it kind of still was an accomplishment. Like, I was proud of myself because it was something that I kept fighting for. I could have left and transferred and lost some credits and then been behind, but I chose to stay, keep fighting. Even though I knew playing time really wasn't that guaranteed, I still chose to stay because I knew I wanted to get my degree from Syracuse.
What made Hampton the right place for you? What made that the right fit when you had an opportunity to go elsewhere?
And when it came down to it, I knew I wanted to be close to home. My last year at Syracuse, I was going through a lot of family issues, dealing with a lot of things that I couldn't really handle because I was so far away. So Hampton was definitely on one of my lists, and the one I kept in contact with some high school players that went there. Just talking to the coaching staff and wanting to the things that really got me was the coach told me, like, sometimes, you know, when you play a sport and when you've been somewhere for a long time, it can get somewhat old, and sometimes as a player, you just need a new start. And I felt like that's really what I need. I just need a new start, you know. I just need a clean sheet, a clean slate to just start off on. I didn't want to be known as the Syracuse kid. I didn't want to be known as the you know, I didn't want to have a name. I just wanted to go somewhere and start over and just let my work at the end and what I do speak for itself, and not the past, or not the injuries, or he had an injury, or that still. No, I just wanted a fresh start, and I didn't care where it was. I just knew it. As long as it was close to home, it was there. And then once I talked to those coaches and got a vibe for them, they explained to me the defense, and they explained to me what they were looking for, what type of guy they were looking for. And I just felt like that guy was me. Mm. Towards the end of spring, I could really say I felt like I made the right decision. I feel like at Syracuse, I kind of lost that ambition because I wasn't one of the players. I wasn't one of the stars. I wasn't, you know what I mean? So whether I did good or not, it wasn't going to show. So it's kind of like, do this for what? But now that I'm here, it's kind of like, we're depending on you. We need you. So it's kind of like I got that extra fire and that extra edge already under me on top of the extra, the fire that I already had come here because I just wanted to play so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, That's a fire that can't be put out because I just sat out for 4 years at Syracuse. Now that I'm basically here, well, my last go around, it's like I refuse not to play, and that's just my mindset. I refuse not to play. I refuse to sit down.
And what made you refuse not to play? What built that fire inside of you? Because, like you said, you know, after the spring, you're now the starter at the strong safety position that they have. But besides being named a starter, what gave you the drive? What gave you that feeling of, I can do this, I lost this when I was at Syracuse, I got it back now? What started the fire inside of you at Hampton?
Oh man, just thinking, like you said, the adversity I had been through, the family issues, on top of not playing, on top of years of just sitting down and just watching more guys play in front of you, just all that. Before practice, I would just sit and think about all that I had been through and how fast that 4 years had went past. You know, I used to just sit and think like, well, what did I do to impact? What did I do to help Syracuse? What did I do to not help Syracuse? Or what was my role? And I could never think of an answer. And I kind of told myself, after this last year, I want to be able to have an answer for myself when I ask myself, what did I do to him? What did I do to help him? What did I do that affected him? And I told myself, I would never stop, you know what I mean, pursuing my dreams, even if I don't get to the next, even if I don't get to the NFL, even if I don't get drafted. I love to play football, and any coach that can bring my name or mention my name, they know they could tell you from just meeting me or seeing me work. I love the game of football, and I just refuse to not play. So this last, like, go-around is kind of like, it's dedicated to anybody that just loves the game. Like, if you watch me play, you can see that I have a passion for this game, and I just love it. And I think nobody can take that from me.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image.
creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs, just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
And when you see that passion in the game, I know that when I saw you recently, you got to spend some time with Adonis Amin Moore and Prince Tyson Gully, two guys in the backfield for Syracuse that are both looking for opportunities, both would like to play at the next level, just as you're trying to do as well after your time at Hampton in the not-too-distant future. What can you say about them and all being together? I mean, you guys came in together. You've known each other for a while. What has made you strong as a unit to say, you know, yeah, we're not on the same team anymore, but we got each other's backs and we're trying to get to that next level?
Oh, man, those were like your brothers. Me and Adonis actually took our first official visit together, so it's kind of like we bonded from there. And me and Tyson, we were roommates my whole 4 years at Syracuse. So those two guys being in the running back field, you know, being in the same league, and me beating the dunks from my officials, and me and Tyson being roommates, so we all were always around each other. So it's kind of like we all watched each other grow. You know, we would critique each other. You know, them playing offense, they would tell me something they see me do wrong on defense, or me being on defense, I would tell them I see something. So we just critique each other, and we help each other get better outside of the football field, even when we just sitting around juggling, doing little drills, or playing card push-up games, or making sure we drink water, making sure we stretch before we go to practice, making sure we stretch the night before practice. There's little things we just help each other grow as young men, and that's one thing I can say. We really grew into a brotherhood because these guys you meet when you're 18, 19 years old, and then when you end up leaving at 22 or 23, you realize, like, I just spent 4 or 5 years around this person, this young man, and now it's kind of like we're family now, no matter what, you know, even though I'm gone. Like, even when I left Syracuse in the spring, I mean, in the fall, and I came to Hampton in the spring, I was still getting calls from Prince. I was still getting calls from Adonis. You know, those guys still sent me texts, and we still talk. You know, we didn't skip a beat. It wasn't like I was gone and we weren't communicating anymore. We still talk every few days, you know, FaceTime each other. It's kind of like it's your brothers, you know. Just because they're not here doesn't mean they're gone out your life. So it was just the brotherhood that we built. That bond can never be broken. Me and Prince still talk. Me and Adonis still talk. I still keep in contact with some of those guys. It's like it's a brotherhood. Just because it's a bond bigger than Syracuse. It started in Syracuse, but now it's going farther.
And in going farther, like you said, you didn't have a lot of time out there in 4 years. And now you go from not being on the field as a starting defender or even a rotating defender for Syracuse for 4 years into coming out of spring ball, heading into fall ball as the starter at strong safety for the Hampton Pirates. What does this moment mean to you? What does it say about the adversity? When you think back about everything that you've been through, what does this moment mean, knowing that you still have to fight, you still have work to do, but you have an opportunity now that you have waited over 4 years for?
Man, it's like when I think about it, and the feeling that I get is like, it's kind of like jitters, because I'm so excited and I'm so ready to try to just show people, but then I really calm myself down and just say, I'm not planning to show anybody anything. I'm really doing this for myself, because I'm the one that got through the adversity. I'm the one that went through the injuries. I'm the one that they said no to. No, I'm the one that had to go through that. So now when I play, it's kind of like I'm doing this all for myself. And it's like now, like I said, what don't kill you only make you stronger. And it's like I'm so stronger now. You know, I'm so stronger now, and it feels good, because well, now that I'm at Hampton, I'm like one of the older guys, and I can see like one of the younger guys get down on themselves. Or I'm just like, man, it's gonna be all right. Things I've been through way worse than a little cussing out at by a coach, or being told this, or you know, your grades, you mess up on a test. It's like, man, I've been through way worse. You trust me, you good. Like that's nothing compared to what I've been through. I can just smile and just be like, okay, I can get it the next time. You know what? And Syracuse was like, well, as soon as I got that one little thing, I just get frustrated. And then you could tell I was frustrated. And it's like now, it's so hard to get under my skin now, because it's tough. Like it's like you can throw whatever you want at me. You can make me run. You can tell me do this. You can tell me that. I'll do it with a smile on my face, because it's like, hey, I'll do it. I love to do it. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face, because I'm playing football. I'm here and I'm playing. And I'm going to show you that I want to play and I deserve to play and I need to play. So it's just what it is with me.
What do you want to say to people out there, to kids out there, to adults out there, no matter what your age or your background, your ethnicity, your nationality, anything, wherever people are coming from, they're chasing their dreams, they're going after their dreams, what can you say to them about following your dreams, working hard, and facing adversity?
Oh, man, I could just say, first and foremost, whatever religious values you believe, keep it first. Keep that first. And man, just don't let anybody tell you can't. Like, because that's one thing that will kill yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And I can say I had lost that at one point where I started doubting myself. But once I sat down and reevaluated my life and realized that this is really what I want to do, it's kind of like it's like once that flame is ignited, you keep going. You keep pushing. You keep fighting. You keep working. Hard work never goes unnoticed. It never goes unnoticed. It may not look like it's going to be the way it is right now, or you can't see it. It's not for you. Just for you to keep working. You work. I believe in hard work. I just believe in hard work and dedication. Hard work, dedication. Once you continue to work and just do those things, live right, like your opportunity is gonna come. And it may not be at the time you think it shall be, but everything always presents itself in due time. And I just keep fighting. You just keep fighting. You roll with the punches. You just roll with the punches.
Well, Justin, I definitely appreciate it. I've seen you roll with the punches. I've seen you do some amazing things. And like I said, I mentioned Fort Drum Camp because that's when I saw you be one of the best defensive backs at the camp when the camp was going on there. I think it was the first year at Fort Drum, just seeing you fly to the ball, attack the ball, and really little to no of the wide receivers, none of the wide receivers, I should say, got after the ball like you did when you're playing defense on them, and you were able to stop things that other guys didn't. So that stuck out with me. That was kind of the first thing that got me focused on who Justin George is, and then to look out for you on the field as I was covering Syracuse and try and see where you would be, and then kind of seeing that things, you know, didn't work out here, but knowing that you got an opportunity is very meaningful to me, and I just want you to know that, you know, on a professional level, I respect your fight, and on a personal level, I'm so proud to seeing you not give up on your dreams, and I really will follow you all the way through, and I'm always in your corner. So thank you for letting me be a part of this journey, and I truly hope that you get everything that you want.
And I thank you, and I appreciate the support, and I really just